Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
At Mueller, we realize customers who choose metal roofing for their home require durability, longevity, and value, like Chris.
I decided on Mueller because when I started asking around, they all said Mueller is by far the best company to deal with. I trusted Mueller because of the reputation that they had, and they surely delivered. It's a dream home. I wanted a good roof on it.
True value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and how a company stands behind their products after the sale. Just ask Glenda.
Mueller helped me to achieve and fulfill the dream that I wanted. It's like a family. We work together. They're interested in your project, and they want to achieve everything that you really wanted in your plans.
At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more assurance, more value from a company in business more than 85 years. Visit us online at MuellerINC.com.
Well, limited activity is expected in the cash cattle markets today, with asking prices and bids still undeveloped, but likely to become more active as the day continues. The likelihood of trade before the end of the week is low, given that both sides may stick to their positions unless there is a major shift in futures trade over the next couple of days. Now, the futures expected mixed and limited early trading today, with limited buying potentially stepping back into the nearby contracts in order to regain last week's losses. Follow-through buying is expected to initially develop in lean hog futures as traders continue to distance price levels from recent market lows. This is helping to spark additional interest from commercial and non-commercial traders through early March, despite continued concerns of large pork supplies in the system. Cash hog values are expected mixed in a limited range from 50 cents lower to 50 cents higher, with most bids this morning expected steady. Now, the wheat contracts are mostly lower after a solid performance yesterday, which saw most contracts close about 7 to 8 cents higher. Wheat feels though as if it's close to a corrective rally, as option volatility for both Kansas City and Chicago are well above week ago levels. In addition, the most recent COT data showed managed funds building their net short close to a record. May corn down a quarter penny this morning at risk of ending a potential 4-day winning streak, although price is still in the middle of the previous 2-month range. All major moving averages have converged as the trade anxiously awaits trade deal details and updated balance sheets from the USDA here later this week. Soybean futures are higher, but only slightly so this morning as the price sits inside yesterday's reversal. May soybeans are back under all major moving averages after flirting with the 100-day average the previous two sessions. Outside of some logistical concerns in Brazil, the soybean market continues to recycle the same trade rumors about large purchases of U.S. ag products. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
April live cattle up 47 cents yesterday, 128.82. June up 5 cents, 119.85. March feeder cattle down 32 cents, 140.87. April down 62 cents, 144.40. April hogs up 57 cents, 57.90. May's up 40 cents at 66.40. Kansas City wheat, May is up 8 and a quarter, 451 and a quarter. July's up 9 cents, 459 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, May's up 7 and a quarter at 462 and 3 quarters. And July's up 7 cents at 468. May corn up a penny, 375 and 3 quarters. July up 1 quarter at 384 and a half. May soybeans down 2 and a quarter, 913 and 3 quarters. July's down 2 and a quarter cents at 927 and 3 quarters. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.